Hi, my name is Ben Hodes, Senior Program Manager for Project Sienna, and in this video, I'd like to introduce to you one of the new features available in the November refresh of Project Sienna, Office 365 Connectivity. So in this new version of Project Sienna, I can directly connect to Office 365 meetings, mail, and people. So let's take a look at what I can do with that. To get started, I'm simply going to add an Office 365 visual. You can do so from the visual gallery. And I'm going to start with meetings. All I have to do is log in. And what we're actually doing is taking care of registering your app with Office 365 in the back end. This will allow me to get access to all my meetings, mail, and people. And of course, now that I've connected, Sienna will ask if I have permissions to actually access those resources. I'll click OK. And now we can see that my meetings have successfully come in. So what I'm going to look to build here is an app that will actually help me be more efficient in my meetings. Based on my calendar, what I'm going to do is actually filter my inbox to show me emails that are relevant to the specific meeting I'm in. I'll also then be able to jot down some notes and immediately send an email to all the attendees in that meeting with any meeting notes. So let's take a look at how to do that. I obviously already have my calendar set up. Next, I'm simply going to add my inbox. Move it over on the side here. And we can see that right now I'm viewing all of the emails from my inbox. So what I'm going to do first is I'll just simply go to this filter and have the filter default to the selected meeting in my meetings visual, and I'll just filter on the subject. And now we can see that all of the relevant emails are just right there for me. Very convenient. But why stop there? With a little bit more resizing, I'm going to go ahead and drop in my send messages visual. This will allow me to send emails right from my app. So I'll resize this, select this job again. And now I don't want to have to specify who I'm sending the email to. I just want to send it to everybody in the meeting, so I'll delete that. I'll reposition. And the subject, well, I probably want to have the subject be related to the meeting I'm currently in. So I'll go to default, and here I can use my Excel skills, and with string concatenation, we'll simply say, again, let's have the subject come from the selected meeting. And now as I change meetings, we can see that all the things stay in sync. Finally, on the send button, I simply need to go in, and instead of having my recipients come from the text box, I can simply go in and say that I want it to come again from the selected meeting in my previous visual and the attendees in that meeting. Now, I should be able to quickly jot down a note . Go over here, click send, and if everything's working right, I should receive the email in just a moment. There you go. So now this example is just one way that you can string together and start utilizing all of these Office 365 components. But you can readily imagine all sorts of scenarios involving sending email, filtering your inboxes, and checking out meetings integrated right into your Sienna application. So I hope you enjoyed this short little tutorial. For more tips, tricks, videos, and more, please visit us on our new and improved website at microsoft.com/projectsienna. Thank you very much.